Good evening to you, and welcome to the show, History and You, with George Rodriguez Walling.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show, History and You, the show where you decide what history becomes. I am your host, George Rodriguez Walling, and I am very happy to be here with you this evening. If you want to call in and contribute your thoughts, please do so at toll-free 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Please call me and tell me your views. If not, send me an email at historyandyou@yahoo.com. That's historyandyou@yahoo.com. You'll find me at www.bbsradio.com/historyandyou. That's www.bbsradio.com/historyandyou. Tonight's show was brought to you by the folks at Sweet Pea Women's Apparel by Stacy Friday. Tonight's topic, it's all about the dog. Tonight's show is dedicated to the dog whisperer, Cesar Millan. The actor Johnny Depp once said, and I quote, "The only creatures that are evolved enough to convey pure love are dogs and infants," unquote. I've often wondered what would make a man say such a thing. But when you've worked with people long enough, you can begin to realize how true the substance of that thought can be. Animals in the world, domestic or not, are gifts from God, left to us to care for, and freely given to marvel at their wonder. But if you're lucky enough to have a dog in particular, then you've really been given something very special from above. And as simple as having a dog may sound, and for as much as you may take it for granted, having a dog is just as wondrous as watching a miracle unfold before your very eyes every day of your life, if you only knew what to look for and what to appreciate from it. History and You is the name given to this show because there is a history to everything we do and everything that surrounds us. And since dogs have become such a large part of our lives, they too have their history to discuss. But the history of dogs is not hidden, or the hidden value of that is not for tonight's show, but rather it's what you come home to every single day that enriches the quality of your life. Let's first take a brief look at the history they've contributed to the human race, and then consider why dogs really are such keepers. Dogs have demonstrated to be remarkable animals from a historical perspective because of the adaptability to assimilate and reflect whatever culture they were born to emulate, and because of their sensitivity to absorb any cultural attributes of tribes, early communes, or even clusters of people. As a matter of fact, dogs were probably the first among early animals to take up residence with people precisely because of their skill to adapt willingly to the cultural habits of a settlement life. It is also no less interesting to note that this penchant of dogs toward people has been a recurring theme for approximately 15,000 years now, in being both devoted companions and protectors to humans, as well as being the wild animals that they inevitably are because of their primal ancestry and as predators and hunters. Early Native Americans knew only too well the kind of animal they could afford to welcome as allies to their tribes. Given the fact that large breed dogs from North America had very close lineage with coyotes and wolves, it was impressive enough for native tribesmen to see how these dogs were also able to discern between the wild sides to them, as it spoke to their nature of their environment, and their tame side, which simultaneously enabled them to participate in tribal culture. And even after the Spanish arrived with their own collection of breeds from Europe after 1492, the further mixing of breeds to those dogs already here only seemed to enhance the characteristics of remaining loyal to humans. The history that dogs and humans have shared together for thousands of years has been a relatively steady one, especially when considering what a human being is to what a dog is. Let's take a look at the human being. But first, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back to discuss It's All About the Dog on History and You in just a moment.
Sweet Pea by Stacy Frotti is a woman's contemporary clothing line and nationally recognized brand. Sweet Pea is an innovative collection that pairs flirtiness with sensibility. Our Sweet Pea woman can be running a board meeting, watching a soccer game, or dining out with friends. Sweet Pea is recognized to be eye-catching and edgy. We empower our loyal worldwide customer base by creating clothing that fits their lifestyle. She is on the move and believes that Sweet Pea is her go-to on almost all occasions. Day into night, Sweet Pea's stylish blouses move with you and your busy day. Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom's, Anthropologie, and the Sweet Pea by Stacy Frotti website feature new Sweet Pea designs weekly. We have been creating beautiful clothing for 16 years, and there is no sign of us slowing down. Fashion is cyclical, it is true, but style is a constant. Please visit www.sweetpeabystacyfrotti.com today.
Okay, and we are back to discuss the topic for this evening's show. It's All About the Dog on History and You. So what's it like to be around humans? Well, for some, it's an existence filled with convoluted convictions and complexes that warrant you as a person to be difficult. For others, it's living vicariously with a conscience that's wise enough to love, to be humble, and to use good judgment with choices. There's more to being a human being than this, we know, but for the purpose of this narrative, we'll accept these brief conceptualizations for the moment. Human beings think, and they also have a language to speak what they think. This is the reason why people fail to grow more fully as a person, because it also means that a person, as a person, is going to plan, plot, plead, cry, calculate, estimate, connive, stoop, sneak, stomp, yell, smile, promise, lie, lure, pretend, be rude, betray, boast, simulate, destroy, fight, bully, provoke. In short, he'll do a lot to get his way. Collaborating with humans on a daily basis can leave you calloused and desensitized to the more important problems in life. It can also leave you feeling petty, untrusting, and paranoid. The human need to control for the power to gain more control has often proven to be stronger than the person itself. And what is sorely missed along the way is a person's sense of limitation. Because humans are always trying to out-leverage you at work, in social circles, and even within your own family, whom can you trust? Who? Very few people at best. And if you're lucky enough at finding those few people, you'll also find out that you can only trust them up to a certain point and only with certain things. On the other hand, humans can account for some of the most beautiful things in life. Above all else, a person can love unconditionally, as well as know how to love and care for something without expectations. People can sometimes have the most remarkable insight on situations for smoothing out rough edges while remaining discreet about their efforts at loving something without any clamor attached to it. When people are at their best, chances are they're getting ready to listen to your story, to build on something, to finding solutions to what troubles you, to placing themselves to think in your place, to be creative, productive, honest, polite, resilient, resourceful, resounding, attentive, interested, dedicated, committed, responsible, constructive, stable, generous, protective, laughing, soothed, understanding, and to help you in any possible way they can. But as life would have it, the good and the able are always mixed in deep with the bad and the maladjusted, and people just can't tell the difference between them. Cesar Millan, also known worldwide as the Dog Whisperer, through his books and television program, is one of those unique individuals that come to you to make a positive difference, not only in your life, but also in your dog's life as an animal behaviorist. But what is so fascinating to watch about Cesar is how his many techniques open up so many new doors to people, doors that many never even considered trying, and as a result, shows how incredibly inadequate we as people can be, even with our sophistication of language. Just because we have a language to speak from doesn't mean we can communicate any better or make us better life forms than animals, such as dogs, for example. After all, a message best communicated is one that is not verbal but silent, and transmitted with a stare. So what do you come home to after a long day with humans? What is it that awaits you when walking through your front door? Well, I'll tell you. But first, let's take another quick break, and we'll be right back to discuss It's All About the Dog on History and You in just a moment.
Sweet Pea by Stacy Frotti is a woman's contemporary clothing line and nationally recognized brand. Sweet Pea is an innovative collection that pairs flirtiness with sensibility. Our Sweet Pea woman can be running a board meeting, watching a soccer game, or dining out with friends. Sweet Pea is recognized to be eye-catching and edgy. We empower our loyal worldwide customer base by creating clothing that fits their lifestyle. She is on the move and believes that Sweet Pea is her go-to on almost all occasions. Day into night, Sweet Pea's stylish blouses move with you and your busy day. Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom's, Anthropologie, and the Sweet Pea by Stacy Frotti website feature new Sweet Pea designs weekly. We have been creating beautiful clothing for 16 years, and there is no sign of us slowing down. Fashion is cyclical, it is true, but style is a constant. Please visit www.sweetpeabystacyfrotti.com today.
Okay, and we are back discussing the topic for this evening's show. It's All About the Dog on History and You. If you're not fortunate enough to be greeted and kissed by your lovely spouse, then you're lucky enough to be licked and jumped to your own demise before taking two steps into your house. When you have a dog, what do you come home to? Well, simply put, you come home every day to a pet that loves you no matter what. A dog has no sense of morality, no sense of the past or the future, but only lives in the present. No conscience or guilt to deal with, no religion to abide by. A dog has no sense of spirituality or faith, even though he is free of sin. Knows nothing of bad habits, no vices, unaware of how to anticipate danger. Knows no malice, has no conception of God, the eternal, or life after death. Dogs have no education. They are absent of any thought to existence or philosophy. They can't read, they can't write, they can't speak. No sense of rationality. Sometimes memory is a problem in certain ways. They have a short lifespan. And with some breeds, health can be a real issue. So what do you have standing before you? You have a creature come from God, replete with limitations as per our standards, but always ready to play with you, keep company with you, watch TV with you, walk with you, run with you, get bored with you, and he'll never take you for granted. In short, a dog is ready to love you no matter what, till death do one of you part. What amazes me about dogs, my dog in particular, is how well they can communicate what they want to say. Their message to me is clear because it's pure. And if you don't get it, it's because of your inadequacy or quality of absent-mindedness, not the dog's. As a general rule, although there are exceptions to all things, both good and bad, I have found that there is more trust in the gaze of a dog to his owner than there is in the intimacy found between many people. Hence the reason why people cheat in relationships. The look of a dog's love for you, along with its eagerness to always please you, is astonishing. I think dogs carry a kind of energy, unlike what we as people are accustomed to recognizing, which make us misunderstand them. Other times we take them for granted, or we take for granted the wonderful things they freely give us, because we're not paying enough attention to the things we should be watching. Either way, dogs remain loyal to us regardless of how we may feel about them. But I'll tell you one thing. No matter what style or breed of dog is to your liking, dogs will fill your life with a kind of joy that only such an animal can bring. Maybe that's why, for many of us, we grieve as much as we do when they die. And if you don't feel that kind of loss, you're not living your life to a fuller and taller point. It was only a few weeks ago that my wife and me started to introduce our dog to the pool. As a native to webbed feet, I knew his fascination for the water was soon coming. I asked our trainer for some advice, and she recommended to just place him in the pool water until he got used to it. Another longtime friend told us to just throw him in, that no time is a perfect time. But after giving it some thought, I decided against it. Instead, I would just hang around the pool with only my feet in the water until he got comfortable enough to take the first plunge. And what a plunge it was. Of course, this famous first leap didn't happen until much prodding took place while I was in the water. But boy, what a jump. I'll always remember his face. It was a look that said, quote, "I trust you to catch me gladly and happily," unquote. If dogs smile, which I believe they do, our dog wore one that day that stretched from ear to ear. After that initial plunge, he leapt repeatedly, with me there to catch him, of course. But he felt so happy and so carefree that there was nothing else in the world more important to him than being in that pool with me. And what a swimmer he's turned out to be, too. It was indeed a priceless moment to remember always. You can also come to expect other commonly overlooked expressions of love from your dog. For example, when you nap, they watch over you like an angel. When there is risk or danger, they look out for you, protect you, even fight for you. When you scold them, they listen to you. When you laugh with them, they laugh back. When you feed them, they thank you with a heartfelt gaze. When you're sad, they grieve by your side. When angry, they hide. When you bring home a friend, they're eager to meet him. When you ignore them, they will remind you. When you get home after a day's work, they hear you coming a block away and they can't wait to see you. And for all those times you were late for his feeding, kept him outside on rainy or thunderous nights so he won't dirty the house, the 10,000 yells you reserved only for him, the moment you forgot his dinner, the beatings he took, and God knows what else he had to endure, I'll bet he always came back to you, submissively and with a lick. This is the only animal I've known who will think of you first before he thinks of himself. A dog will never leave you. And to that end, I am sorry to say, but that's all the time we have for the show this evening. But now we've come to that final part of our show where I also wish to leave you with a final thought to consider and to further reflect regarding the signs of our times. Some final thoughts. Our dog's name is Beamer Oliver Walling. He's a beautiful 5-month-old chocolate lab with golden brown eyes and a coat that shimmers velvet. And as rambunctious as he is, for all of the peep and poop he's given us, for turning our house upside down and for leaving us with sleepless nights, we wouldn't trade away a single moment of these memories. Because we know how much we love him for what he is and what he gives to us. As we also know his love for us is more important than any promise tomorrow may hold. He lives to love us as if today would be his last day in a life. Some people may treat this narrative as a waste of time. Others will find a way to cherish it. Either way, having a dog is an experience that experiments with your capacity to love a life other than a human being. This cantankerous Beamer of ours talks the song of a happy dog with sounds that color your soul softly. When something like this enters your life, you're never quite the same person again. So, this is the joy in my life. Along with my wife, the Beamer is what it's all about. It's all about the dog. Please join me again next Tuesday night at 9 p.m. for another hour of insight by visiting my website at www.bbsradio.com/historyinyou. As your host for this evening's show, this is George Rodriguez Walling, wishing all of you a very pleasant evening. Good night.